Blog Talk Radio.
How old is the Earth?
The Earth is 4.54 billion years old.
Do you know what the sun feels like on your face?
I am not equipped to answer that.
It feels amazing!
Now you make a wish.
Searching the web for wish.
There it is!
You're so slimy.
Can you hear the duck? You wouldn't believe the view.
Wow, look at the stars.
There are over 100 billion stars in the galaxy.
But have you ever seen a shooting star?
Hello, hello, hello. This is a product of Beverly Nation, ONE Dynasty, and Ngozi Time, brought to you by those fine people at Looking Glass Entertainment. We're broadcasting live in Lagos, Nigeria, by way of Shreveport, Louisiana, and it's August the 10th, 2021. Welcome to A Little Tea Time. I'm your host, Jarek the Gifted One Thomas, a.k.a. Jarius D. Y'all join the conversation at 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, the Gifted One, where the tea is hot, the lemons are fresh, and the honey is 100% organic. I want to thank everybody for all the love on my birthday show last month here in ONE Dynasty. Shout out to my family here at ONE and all my callers who called into my show for the love and support. You all made that show a huge success for me for my intern show, ascending me to be a host here on ONE. So, like to me, y'all are officially stuck with me. It is Leo season, and I want to wish all my Leo listeners and my Leo hosts here on ONE Dynasty a happy birthday. And I also want to send a very special happy birthday to my baby brother. His name is Chad. He just turned 17 last week. I love you, little bro. This show is for you tonight. I also want y'all to head over to Amazon.com after my show and check out my books available at Amazon.com. You can check out the Coming Full Circle series and my book of poetry. My books of poetry, The Confessions of a Conceited Drama King and Catching Up With Me. Type Jarius Dion in the search bar, and that's Jarius, J-R-A-Y-I-S, Dion at Amazon.com. And check out those books, you guys, and get into it and have some fun with my series and my books of poetry. You can also follow me at Facebook. My name is Jarek, A King Among Men Thomas on Facebook. And on Instagram, it's Jarek Thomas or Strong Gifted Ruler or Dion Jari. It's all on Instagram. So I just set up a new podcast on Anchor by Spotify. You can go and check that out. It's Search A Little Tea Time by Jarek Thomas on Spotify, and it should be out there on Anchor, brought to you by Spotify. So I want you guys to join the conversation here at 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, the Gifted One, brought to you by those fine people at Looking Glass Entertainment. So I hope y'all are ready for some news and announcements. I am from Shreveport, Louisiana, and just this past month we lost our former governor. His name was Edwin Edwards. I wanted to shout out his family tonight and send my condolences to the Edwin Edwards family for the governor, former governor of Louisiana. I also wanted to extend my love and my gratitude to the family of Paul Mooney, the actor and comedy legend Paul Mooney. He is from my hometown here in Shreveport, Louisiana. His birthday was August the 4th, and he would have been 80 years old. I recently learned that he was from my hometown here in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I just wanted to thank Paul on my show tonight. Thank you, Paul Mooney, for being a badass, because you are a badass. And you spoke to racism when people told you told him that he shouldn't. So I'm very grateful to have him a part of my life and a part of my time. I wanted to shout out to the family of Paul Mooney here in Shreveport, and happy birthday, Paul Mooney, sir. I also want to acknowledge one of Shreveport, Louisiana's own, her Shreveport dancing doll, Mr. Xavion Michael Davenport, known to the entertainment world as Miss Chi Chi Devane, the drag entertainer from RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2. He passed away last year, and he was also here from my hometown in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I knew Zay growing up out on the scene when we were just young and just out here experiencing what life was going to be for us and starting to experience the world. And I want to take the time tonight and really speak freely, because I had this in my transcript, but I'm gonna speak freely. Zay, you were definitely a one of a kind. Zay was definitely a one of a kind. I had never met someone with that type of charisma and energy and love and class and spunk. I've never met anyone like that. Just him as a person. So to see him in drag doing Chi-Chi Devane, it was like watching a comet shoot across the sky. I remember he did a show here in Shreveport. We were at Central Station, and he did Nicki Minaj's Your Love. And the place just went wild. We were going absolutely crazy. His outfit for Chi-Chi that night was spectacular. The choreography, the makeup, the hair. It was definitely one of the greatest shows that I was so happy that I got to experience. And I got to know him as a human being, as a person, before I knew him as Chi-Chi Devane. So, Zay, I want to thank you for all that you did, for you taking it from Shreveport to RuPaul's Drag Race, to RuPaul's main stage, for you putting it down for the culture for us the way you did in season two of RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm so grateful to know that you've done that for us. So I wanted to thank you for that, Zay. Chi-Chi Devane, may you rest in love. May you rest in love. Wow. That was really close. We were friends in the scene. We were not really close friends, but we were friends in the scene. And I respected Zay for who he was. I respected him for the entertainer that he was. He was a great entertainer. He was a great person. He left a very big impact on the city here in Shreveport, Louisiana, in the drag scene and the gay culture that we represent. And to see someone like that leave, it took one for the team. It was a hard one for us. And we miss Zay. We do. So, Zay, I hope you biggity bouncing in heaven for us tonight. I hope this Big Frida is doing you justice. I love you, darling. Let's just have a moment of silence for the Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards, former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards, Mr. Paul Mooney, and Ms. Chi-Chi Devane. Okay, so I want to shout out to Mr. Marco French, the principal of Queensborough Elementary here in Shreveport, Louisiana. He won the principal of the year for the state of Louisiana. I wanted to salute this brother tonight because he's doing a fantastic job with these children in the community here from Shreveport, Louisiana. And I wanted to let him know you are making a difference when these children can see a positive example of someone like you, showing that you can go the extra mile to keep these kids in line and to help them be in a place where they're motivated to learn and to grow and to be the future that they're going to be called for us here in Shreveport, Louisiana. So I wanted to salute you, Marco. Thank you for what you do, Mr. French, sir. I also want to shout out Zalia Avant-Garde for being the winner of the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee, becoming the first African-American child and the first person from Louisiana to win the bee, spelling the word Mariah. If y'all don't know what Mariah is, I'm going to spell Mariah for you. It's M-U-R-R-A-Y-A. I want to say congratulations to you, young queen sister. I'm so proud to be speaking of you on my show tonight. And my niece's name is Mariah, coincidentally. So when I found out about the story, I was definitely ready to share the story, to tell people about your win. And I'm very proud of you. My love is to you and your family. I salute to you as well as Zalia. Okay, now I have some shout out to FX Star, India Moore from Pose, aka Miss Angel Evangelista, for the tea she field on her Instagram. All right. So I found out about these covers that Sports Illustrated did for the summer of 2021, where a transgender Black Filipino woman and model Lena Bloom got to grace her cover for Sports Illustrated 2021. Also, her and Megan Thee Stallion also gracing the cover of Sports Illustrated, becoming the first Black female hip-hop artist to do the cover of Sports Illustrated. And y'all, when I tell y'all, I saw her post, her spread on her Instagram, and it was over. Megan, mother, if you are listening, I would love an autographed picture, Queen Sister. Yes. Okay. So I will, Megan, I would love you to have your people contact my people here in ONE Dynasty. I know this is bold, but I'm going to take the chance. I'm going to risk it anyway. Megan, call in to ONE Dynasty, 516-453-9133, and press 1 for some tea time with me. If you are listening in the universe, Megan Thee Stallion, call in. So Naomi Osaka also did her cover of Sports Illustrated, becoming the first Haitian Japanese woman to grace the cover, and I was very proud to see her on the cover as well, representing for the culture. I have to shout out Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated, y'all did y'all's fucking thing over there. So I want to give y'all's flowers at Sports Illustrated, because y'all gave these ladies a platform, and y'all gave them their flower, and y'all got to let them celebrate who they are as artists and who they are as people of the community. So thank you so much at Sports Illustrated for everything that you're doing, man. Y'all are doing a very phenomenal job. And I get to tell y'all thank y'all, because I got that tea off of India Moore's Instagram. Thank you, India. Thank you so much for sharing your tea. I have to shout out Louisiana's own Big Freedia, the Queen Diva, with her new music video, Betty Buss It. I'm loving the concept of the video, Freedia. Girl, the fashion slayed, the hair, the New Orleans bounce music. Yes, Freedia. And if you're listening, I'm the guy in the camouflage jumpsuit and the Beyonce hat that had I'm Not Sorry on it. You did a show here in Shreveport. It was during the Shreveport Bayou Classic, and it was April the 17th. You did a show here. It was called Big Freedia's Block Party, and I was the dude in the camouflage jumpsuit that got to dance on your stage during your show. So I'm shouting you out on my show tonight. That's why we're playing your music on my show tonight, because I got to meet you, and I got to be on your stage, and I get to celebrate you tonight on my show. And after the show, we were taking pictures on backstage, and I wanted to take a selfie with you, but there was another person that was in the picture with us. So, hey, Big Freedia, if you listening, let's see if we can redo it and get our own selfie. You know what I'm saying? I love you, darling. Thank you for putting it down for the end. Oh, you know, I love you, boo-boo. Hey, Big Freedia, have your people contact my people here at ONE Dynasty. 516-453-9133, and press 1 for some tea time with me, Jarek the Gifted One Thomas. I listened to your podcast that you recently have hosted on your Facebook, Big Freedia, with Miss Lawrence, and y'all was having a discussion on gender identity. And I want to thank you for having that message on your podcast, because you were able to let me find my space in this conversation, and I was able to see who I was and figure me out during y'all's specific conversation. So thank you so much for helping me to identify a little bit more for the culture, and I thank you guys for putting it down on your podcast the way you did. I look forward to your next podcast, Big Freedia. Thank you so much. I saw this story on the news. The Lutheran Church elected the first transgendered woman, her name is Megan Rohaire, to be their bishop. Congratulations to you, Megan Rohaire, darling. I salute you, Megan. And I would love to interview you here on ONE. Have your people contact my people here at ONE. On some music news. Okay, if y'all have not seen or heard this song yet, you have been sleeping. Y'all know Normani. Y'all know Normani. She's one of the singers from one of the pop groups that was just around a little while ago. I'm not going to bring their name up. But I'm a fan of Normani. I'm a fan of her music and her new song, Wild Side. This fucking song is everything. Let me tell y'all something. Wild Side features Cardi B. And it's something that you got to get into. I love Normani for what she's doing for the culture. Paying tribute to Aaliyah with this actual song. It was such a great tribute. I love to see what she's doing for this music scene right now. The music video for the song was over. It was everything, the hair, the makeup, the dancing, the sex appeal just oozed off the screen. Cardi B tearing it up with her verse on that shit. I couldn't ask for a better song to hear for the summer. So it was a really good smash for me to hear. So I wanted to salute you, Normani and Cardi B, and tell y'all, thank y'all for such a great song, man. That was a really great song. I had a great time. I got that song in my actual playlist. And I work out every morning. So when I work out in the mornings, I actually listen to this song every single morning while I'm working out. So Wild Side is definitely one that's in my playlist for 2021 and going forward. I definitely want y'all to support the song. I definitely want y'all to go out there and check it out and get into it. Now, I'm going to talk about Lil Nas X again, because he did it again. Have y'all heard of a little song called Industry Baby? If you haven't, you need to get into it. The song features rapper Jack Harlow. And just to speak freely on this, Lil Nas X, sweetheart, who, my listeners out there in the universe, if y'all know Lil Nas X's people, I need y'all to get in touch with Lil Nas X's people and tell Lil Nas X's people to tell Lil Nas X, I said, what's up? I need him to call into ONE Dynasty. I need him to get on the line with me. I need him to have some fun together, because Lil Nas X, you can get it. I need you to call me here at 516-453-9133. And I definitely would love to chat with you, Lil Nas X. This video is everything. I love the concept. I love the magic that you are making. I love what you are doing. We're putting it down for the culture. You are definitely doing it for the children, son. I love what you're doing. We got a track coming up right now from our international internet radio show host for Producer of the Year, Brother O, Honey B, drop the beat.
Dun, dun, dun. Showtime. Summertime. Showtime. Go time.
Got a bevy of bad broads with ink on my car. They hit her with bandos, they quit the pop off. Give a fuck about landlord when we some outlaws. Baby, you can get Randolph, a nigga knock off.
Thank you for that track, Brother O. You know I love my little New Orleans bouncing every once again. So thank you for such a wonderful track this evening. I'm going to get into some news on the Olympics because I've been keeping up with the Olympics. So I want to share just some of the little highlights that I gathered. The Olympic news for Team USA leading with 91 medals, 29 gold medals, 35 silver medals, and 27 bronze medals. Team China with 74 medals, 34 of those medals are gold medals, 24 of those medals are silver, and 16 of those medals are bronze. Kenya, Africa with 5 medals, 1 gold, 2 silver, and 2 bronze medals. South Africa with 3 medals, 1 gold and 2 silver. Uganda with 3 medals, 1 gold, 1 silver, and 1 bronze. Egypt with 3 bronze medals. Nigeria with 2 medals, 1 silver and 1 bronze. Ghana with 1 bronze medal. And that's all of the stats for so far today. I also want to send my love and support to Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles, who decided to return back to the 2020 Olympic Games, winning a bronze medal in the beams. I salute you, Simone, Queen Sister. Thank you for making a brave decision to return back. I know that you were dealing with some things with your mental health, but it is such a great thing to see a young sister like you putting it down for the culture, getting back out there, and you putting it all on the line. So congratulations to you, Queen Sister. Congratulations to also African-American female wrestler Tamra Messiah Stock, winning the gold medal in the women's 68-kilogram freestyle division at the Tokyo Games. I want to say congratulations to this Queen Sister on my show because I saw her speech on the internet, and, y'all, this girl was in tears. She was so gracious and so humble. She was so moved and thankful just to be in the moment, just to call something like that her own. So I wanted to congratulate her as well and salute Tamra also on my show tonight. So thank you, Tamra, for all that you do, Queen Sister. I'm so very proud of you. So do y'all remember LeVar Burton, the host of Reading Rainbow, and his role as on Star Trek as Garde LaForge, the blind crew member who uses technology to allow him to see? Yeah, him. He was the host on Jeopardy. Did y'all know that? I'm going to say about a week ago, he was hosting the show, and he got a petition of 250,000 people to basically do a petition making him the permanent host. I would love to see someone like LeVar Burton, who is black excellence, who is brilliant, who has a career in film and television, taking over such a prestigious show like Jeopardy. It would be a great honor. So, hey, people out there in the universe, the people who work for LeVar Burton, if y'all are a part of his team, work harder. We need him to take over Jeopardy. It would be great for the culture. I would love to see that. So let's definitely work hard to get that out there for you. Mr. LeVar Burton, King Brother, I salute you on my show tonight. I also want to acknowledge Anya Elite with Icon City in Palm Springs, California. I see you popping on the gram, girl, and I want you to call my show here at ONE, 516-453-9133, and press to join some tea time with me here at A Little Tea Time. All right. I got an exclusive for y'all today. I got to sit down and listen to Queens, New York, Nizer Jr., a.k.a. Nas, If I Ruled the World. I got to listen to his new album today. The album is entitled The King's Disease 2. Man, when I tell y'all, this fucking album was absolutely crazy. I've been following Nas's career since I was a little kid. So to see him still crushing the game now 30 years later with such a great album like King's Disease 2. He definitely still on top of his game. He's definitely one that we can still count on to take care of the music game the way he's supposed to. So thank you, Nas. Album, y'all. This album was absolutely fucking crazy. There is a track on there called Moments that I was really feeling. It had the perfect flow. The content was crazy. There was a snare drum that went over this track, man, and the horns and everything. This was a really hot song, so I would definitely love for y'all to go and check out Moments on King's Disease 2. And that was also a song that Nas did on this track with Lauryn Hill, Miss Lauryn Hill, the Lauryn Hill, the Queen Lauryn Hill. The song is called Nobody. Y'all, this joint was hot sauce in my bag, swag hot. Like, I was feeling this song. I definitely enjoyed listening to the album today. I'm definitely am one that supports good music when I hear good music, and I love music from artists like Nas, who is still putting it down for the culture. Thank you, Nas, for putting it down for the culture. And thank you just for all that you do, Nas. Just thank you, King Brother, for continuing to put it down for real hip-hop. So I have a very special person that I want to congratulate. She is one of our jewels here at ONE Dynasty. I want to congratulate the 2021 Lifetime Achievement Award winner on ONE Dynasty, the Jersey Jewel, Miss Jerry Petito. Y'all can check out her book, I Am Not an Addict, I Am Just an Ass. I'm a big fan of Jerry Petito here on ONE, and I wanted to congratulate her when we found out about her Lifetime Achievement Award here. And did you want to speak on that real quick while we were talking about Jerry? I know that you're a big, big fan of Jerry Petito as well.
Well, first of all, I'm going to thank all the folks that called in tonight to this outstanding show, representing the Lesbian and Gay Task Force community. And we'd love to hear from your guests very, very shortly. But first of all, I'm very proud of Geraldine Petito and what she's meant to not only ONE Dynasty, but the rest of the internet world. Her prowess is incomparable. And also being the 2019 International Internet Radio Broadcaster Enshrinee. And then, you know, you got to be that first before you become a Lifetime Achiever. She went through the five-year spell, and a lot of people don't make it. And I want to send a shout out also to my wonder twin, Jared Thomas, who was the first Lifetime Achiever in this network, Ms. Andrea Presley, in National Syndicated Radio. So, yes, Jerry Petito, we love you. And, hey, man, what more can you accomplish on internet radio? Nothing. Lifetime Achievement Award winner. And also want to send a shout-out to Sister Bessie the Truther, outstanding person. This young lady right now is going to be nominated, okay? Isn't that crazy? To be nominated for the Hall of Fame this year for the class of 2021. And again, now back to Jared.
All right. A.O., can you take us to the next track?
Pay me enough. Instead, boy, you tried it. I see through your lies.
Join the conversation, 516-453-9133, and press 1 for some tea time with me, The Gifted One Time. It's brought to you by those fine people at Looking Glass Entertainment. And the topic of my show tonight is coming out, the Handbasket Magazine Edition. My guest tonight is the creator and the owner of Handbasket Design, Taylor B. Taylor, are you there?
Hey, Jarek. How are you doing this evening?
I am great, Taylor. Thank you for coming to my show. Welcome to A Little Tea Time. I'm happy I got you here.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on.
All right, darling. So I first want to thank you for everything that you're doing with Handbasket Design, for publishing my work in issue number 5. That is now hanging on my wall. So I want to thank you again for that. And I wanted to thank you for doing the show tonight. Yes, we're going to talk more about that in the show tonight.
I just said nice.
Yes, how are you? Before we even get into the show, how are you? I haven't spoken to you besides us just getting ready for the show.
Yeah, it's been a minute. You know, I've had better days, but I've also had worse days. But I'm doing a whole lot better now that I'm on A Little Tea Time.
Thank you so much, darling. I'm so grateful to have you here. I'm so happy to have you here. So now that you're here, how would you feel about sharing your story with us about you coming out?
I would be more than happy to.
But let's get into it. Share your story with my listeners at home.
All right. Well, thank you, Jarek. Hi. As you said, my name's Taylor B. I'm an Army brat, so I've been all over the place. I lived in Leesville, Louisiana for a while, so I am familiar with Louisiana. Coming out. I've been thinking about this since Jarek sent the invite, and I was trying to think, where should I start? I knew myself, I knew personally I was gay, probably around the time puberty started kicking in. I was raised late 90s, early 2000s, around that time.
Right.
And I was trying to think, boys like girls and girls like boys, and then all the other hetero, like everything that's expected of people typically. Well, when the hormones started kicking in, like the boys started noticing more of the girls and vice versa, and I didn't feel that. For the longest time, like when you're a kid, like boys and girls are your friends. It's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then
like
the boys start talking about the girls and vice versa. And I still saw the girls like my friends, and the guys was like, hold on, something's happening here.
Yeah.
So I had to make that peace with myself for a while. And then I realized I was gay in like middle school. If not around like seventh, eighth grade or so, probably eighth grade.
For me.
Yeah. But at the time I was attending a private Christian school, cause my family and I had, first moved to Oklahoma, and the schools there were not in our town were not the best. lots of violence, not good ratings, not good reviews and everything. Really not the best situation. Brother and I to go to this Christian school. And, you know, evangelical Christians do not particularly care for people like you and I, to put it nicely. No, they do not. So I was in the closet for, like, all of grade school, like, from seventh, eighth grade and onward. I kept that to myself. We eventually moved away from there, and at the new school, then I slowly started coming out to some of my friends who were also queer, but like privately. I didn't really like start coming out until my freshman year of college. This was 2007-2008. I started coming out to friends again, and like people that I was around regularly, because at this point I was living on campus. My folks were still in town. My family was still in town, but it was keeping separate kind of worlds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So started coming out gradually, and then I met this boy, this Brazilian boy, this handsome Brazilian. And I thought, oh, okay, I want to pursue this. And I did. And it was nice for a little while. Ultimately a disaster, but you know what? It was fine.
Right.
But it was really at this point that I was like, okay, if I'm going to be serious, like if I'm actually going to like start pursuing like romantic type stuff, sexual type stuff, then like I can't keep hiding like who I am. Because my family like were I was raised Christian but also Baptist Christian, but also to the point that like my family like we stick together all the time, like we tell each other we love each other all the time, and there was never any question that my brother or I could like be serial killers or something, and my parents would still love us like that unconditional, like we love you no matter what. But it was that being involved in that evangelical environment for 4 years made me really doubt not only that but myself and my spirituality and everything else. It was really weird. But I eventually did come out to my parents and then the rest of my family, and they still said like we love you no matter what. Like okay, so I came out to my parents separate. Like my brother knew like for the longest time, but my parents, like I came out to my mom first and then my dad, and they both more or less had the same kind of reaction. Like yeah, we kind of figured, but you know, it's your life, and we love you. You're our son. Mm-hmm. And my mom said, you're still my baby. So that if having that supportive, loving environment, like I recognize that's not something everybody has. I wish that were the case, but it's not. So in that regard, I'm extremely fortunate. That like even after coming out as a gay man, that my parents still love me, my family still loves and supports me. I'm married now to a man, and he is everything to me. He's wonderful, and my family adores him. It's not a question like, oh, that's Taylor and his roommate, or that's Taylor and his special friend. No, that's Taylor's husband, everybody loves my husband. So that having that support, that validation, that love, is nothing that I take for granted, because Sorry, I don't want to keep talking in circles or repeating myself, but
You're okay.
Thank you. But it is something that I'm extraordinarily grateful for, to not only have that, but to have that and experience that with my family, and we still be able to talk and stay in touch. I mean, I talk to my family at least once a week, and we all love each other and everything's good.
That's great. So, you are the creator and the owner of Hand Basket Sign.
Zine, like a magazine.
Okay, thank you for correcting me on that, Taylor. I wanted you to tell my listeners and the listeners at home about how did you get started with Hand Basket.
So Hand Basket started off as a passion project in 2015. I had wanted to do a zine for the longest time because when I was in college, I majored in journalism, and I thought I was going to be a journalist. I was going to be like Peter Parker in this bitch, and it was going to be fun, and that was not the case. I had a music column for the longest time. Like, I would write on music and review albums and songs that would come out. I did that for a local magazine for a hot minute. But like journalism, no. But I had wanted to do a zine. Like a zine is a self-published magazine. So you can put literally whatever you want in there. Pardon me, I'm sorry. It's fashion. It can be fashion. It can be literary. It can be poems. It can be pictures that you take. Comics. It can be whatever. It's a self-published publication, so it can be whatever you want it to be. I started Handbasket because I love the phrase "going to hell in a handbasket."
Mm-hmm.
Because it's funny to me that it's a little more antiquated and old-fashioned now, but people still use it.
Yeah, it was the most hilarious shit I ever heard in my life. When I heard it for the first time, I literally laughed my ass off. I was like, that is some epic shit. So I definitely appreciated that when I heard it.
Thank you. But, I loved Hand Basket. I loved that. And for the longest time, especially in the 2000s, when I was growing up as a teenager, and conscious of not only myself and my sexuality, but also like getting to know the world and how, like, where we are now, how we got to where we are now, like being conscious of the world is like, yeah. Every time there's a hurricane that blows through or a national disaster or something, it's because of the gays.
It's like 9/11
happened because of the gays. A hurricane hit because we allowed them queers to get married in Massachusetts. Look at this. So it's like the whole country's going to hell in a handbasket if we keep letting these queers run around and do whatever they want. So I decided, fuck it, I'm going to own this. That it's like, okay, we're going to hell in a handbasket, bitch. It's gonna be my handbasket. So I started it in 2015, initially as a personal zine, in the zine world. That would be like a per zine, where I started out just writing about stories that I hadn't told before, stories that I wanted to share but didn't really have a platform for it before. Like, if I put it on Facebook, nobody would give a shit. But it was stuff that I wanted to get out. Like, my experiences, like, I'm a natural redhead, like, something pretty benign. I'm a natural redhead. And I've been teased for it for as far back as I can remember. When my family and I lived in Germany for a while, when I was younger, People will come up to me and they'll like rub my head for good luck, because apparently that's what you do to redheads in Germany.
Yeah,
I don't know if
that's
racist. I don't know if that's still a thing, but if that's still a thing, but it certainly was when I was a toddler. So I wore hats all the time. So I wrote an essay about like stop touching my hair. Yes, I'm a redhead. Leave me the fuck alone. I wrote about hookups that I had had. I wrote about all kinds of stuff. The covers that were for that incarnation of the zine were a lot racier. There was one that was for issue number zero, it was literally an etching by Gustave Doré from his illustrations of Dante's Inferno. That was literally Lucifer rallies the fallen. And then there was a theme from the movie Weekend, where there were two men in bed. There was one of a nuclear bomb display from Vegas, and then the last one was a guy and with his legs up in the air wearing nothing but shoes and briefs. It's like, okay.
Hey Taylor, I don't want to cut you off, Taylor.
Oh, sorry.
We got a caller. I want to take this caller real quick because we have a caller one in the queue, and then we're going to continue more about everything with Handbasket Zine.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, so caller one, you're in the queue. Tell me what's your name and where you're calling from, and thank you for calling in tonight.
Peace and blessings.
Sister Betsy.
Hey, my sugar, what's up with you?
How are you, darling? How are you?
Hi. I just want to call in and give you my support and say hi to your guests. You know, I'm loving the show. I remember when you was kind of a little bit nervous in the beginning. Now you're on fire for your community and you're doing a great job. I just want to send my love and give you the support from me.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Betsy. Thank you so much. Can you tell people about your next show here on O&E?
Yes. My next show will be Friday the 13th. And it's at 9:30, as all the other shows. And I'll be on Friday.
All right. Hey, and oh, can you let me know, let the people at home know a little bit more about Sister Betsy? You do it so much better than I do.
All right. Well, you have the honor of speaking to the 2021 International Internet Radio Broadcaster nominee, Sister Betsy the Truther, right here on these O&E stations.
All right. I got caller numbers in the queue. Call number two, tell me what's your name and where you're calling from, and welcome to a little tea time with me and Taylor B.
Peace, Jarek. This is Asa Akunre.
Hey, darling. How are you tonight?
I am doing the best one can do. How are you and your wonderful guest doing tonight?
We're having fun. Hey, Taylor, I've been dying to ask you, how are you feeling about that Big Frida tonight?
Living for it.
Yes, that's why I played it for you tonight. I knew you was going to go in with me. So, yes. Hey, I said, what's going on? What's going on with you, darling? Thank you for calling the show tonight.
So I am loving the show. First, Jarek, I want to appreciate you for what you're doing for your community, and to see that you come out and you show your love and your support and your gratitude for everyone, including the O&E host here on in Dynasty. That means a lot to all of us, and we appreciate you. And I'm loving your guest, Taylor. You got to connect with me on Facebook, because I love the fire and the drive in you. You and me, we can relate a lot, because we don't care how people feel. We're not gonna stop our shine to protect people's feelings. So you wear that basket, honey.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Yes, look me up on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter, handbasket at handbasket zine. Right now, the icon is handbasket with a little 7 for the T, because we're on the 7th issue, and it looks like a heart shaped lollipop. So yes, please, let's connect.
All right, all right. And real quick, I want to just say, Sister Betsy, I did my vote. You got my vote. I love you. And thank you so much, Jerick, for everything that you're doing tonight. I'm loving your show.
All right. Thank you so much, darling. Do you want to tell the people about your next show or set?
Yes. I personally invite everyone to join me August 17th, 9:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 Central Time on OME Dynasty right here, the station live. My topic will be Chasing the Beast. Many love the devil because the devil gives them nothing. And please, Taylor, do join in. Invite a friend. It's going to be good.
It would be an honor. Thank you so much. And thank you for all your kind words.
All right, you guys. I'll get back to my interview here with Taylor B. of Handbasket Zine. Taylor, so you say that we're on issue number 7. You want to tell us about issue number 7? I heard about this title, and I was waiting to let you do my show so we could talk more about your title.
Yes. So, sorry, I went on a little rant with the first incarnation of the zine, but I brought it back in 2018, I think. Yeah, as a platform for LGBTQ plus voices. I love the plus because we are a premium service.
That's right.
But that's right. So started out, so like every other month, there's a new topic. We've had like a coming out issue. There's one about pride. There's one about religion. Number 7, like you asked about, is based on, I took the title from, you know that song. Okay, I'm totally tone deaf, but Tell Me Again.
Yes.
There will be lovers and friends.
Over and over and over again.
Woo! Yeah. So it is the lovers and friends issue. So I asked people, the prompt was, who do you love? Who means everything to you and why? So I had some incredible work come through. One of my friends used the opportunity to come out as bi because he received a lot of support from his wife and his family and friends. So that really touched my heart. There was an author from Shreveport, Louisiana, who was brought on by because of you, Jerick. ML Dumars. I hope I'm saying her last name correctly.
ML Dumars.
ML Dumars. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, she wrote about how she met the ones that she loves. I had one about familial relationships. Another guy wrote about how he and his best friend are ride or die. So it really ran the gambit of like love and relationships and people being close to each other. That like, however, love, you know, love can be such a broad word. Can mean all kinds of things. So like reading people's stories about what that means to them, and having the privilege to be able to share those stories with my platform was really touching. And speaking of having the honor of sharing stories, there was also a certain poem by a certain poet from Shreveport, Louisiana, titled Virgo, that was also delightful to read.
Thank you. Thank you, Taylor. Did you like it?
I wouldn't have published it if I didn't.
Okay, that says a lot then. Hey, that's an A+ on the board, 10s across the board.
And I thank you.
I was so happy to have you here tonight to do this episode. I was so excited to have you in. And I know that we were talking about culture. So let's talk a little bit about Pose, shall we?
Yes.
How did you feel about Pose?
You know, Pose, the drama series on FX, I am still both shocked and amazed and grateful that it went on for three seasons. Season one, the way that the stories were written, the way the episodes were shifted, especially that final scene from season one, it seemed very much like they were anticipating it being like a mini series. But then season two and then season three, they got to expand on the stories of these trans and gender nonconforming and other like broad sexualities, people of color living in New York in the late 80s and early 90s. It's an excellent show. Plenty of hits from the age. Oh my God! Like I wasn't born in 88. plenty of hits, plenty of tea, plenty of one-liners, especially from Electra Abundance. One of my favorite running gags from that show was at least once a season she reads a bitch for Phil, and she reads in such a way that it's one of those reads that you don't come back from. Like there's playing around, there's reading, and there's reading for filth, and there's reading for filth and dragging. And that's what the character Electra Abundance especially did. Pose, it all about ballroom culture in New York City. And people having to navigate living and staying alive and finding community for themselves in the late 80s, early 90s. And I loved it. Jarek, what did you think about it?
Okay, I was going to ask you about Angel and Poppy's relationship on the show, because that was what I fell in love with instantaneously watching them blossom.
It was very nice. It was very nice. It was very sweet to see that come about, because you know she spent the season one as a kept woman, an unhappy kept woman. But then season two, she comes around her fellow house member, Lil Poppy, and they come to know more about each other. They learn to be vulnerable with each other, they both had insecurities that they had to acknowledge within themselves and then acknowledge to their partner in order to have that cohesive, that everlasting love and relationship. So it was really nice to see not only that emotional vulnerability, but also Angel as a trans woman of color. Like you don't see representation like that very often or at all in a mainstream TV show. So it's important that there's a broad spectrum of representation in the media so that people who are trans people of color, however they may identify within the grand spectrum that is our community, that they have something that they can look and see in themselves so that they don't feel as alone. Like I'm a pale ass white boy. Like I've got plenty of representation. It's entirely too much, frankly. But like we need Puerto Rican people. We need Black people. We need you name it. We need more of it in America to be able to see that.
I love that, Taylor. I love that.
Thank you.
Taylor, we got a bonus track coming up real quick. Honeybee, go ahead and drop that beat for us. I know you was waiting on to get this beat.
Well, first of all, this is a tribute to not only you and Taylor, but a personal friend of mine. It's one of the first shows I ever did, my third show as a DJ back in 1990, a friend of mine by the name of Ernie Saunders, who died of AIDS in 1993. He's a great friend of mine, grew up in the church together. He was part of the drag scene in Detroit, Michigan, and I had the outstanding honor to do one of my first DJ sets. This is my third DJ set. And the song that I played, both homo and retro love, we're all family. It's time for the percolator.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. Percolator.
Percolator.
after that original mix by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey for 1991, Mr. Honeybee DJ Olasky. That is a 30-year-old mix, you guys, and that was a really good mix. We had some fun with that track. So I am back with a little time. Dial in and join the conversation at 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, the gifted one with Taylor B. Before the mix and the break, we were talking a little talk. So my view with Pose Taylor, and I missed this show already. I missed this show so much. Because they put it down, talking about the code, the way they set up this actual series, the way they told this story from the time frame starting in 1987, and just how they literally just went in on telling these stories on these incredible people, transgender and gay and Hispanic and Latina and Black people who went through of this turmoil and pain to come out. This is a really great show. I miss it already. I miss the fun that they had, the makeup and the costumes, the shows they put on. Definitely something for the generation, for us to get experience with our culture. So, Taylor, are you still there with us?
I am.
Hey, Taylor, I want to get into Legendary before we get into your interview.
Okay.
So
before we do that, if I may, to DJ Honeybee for the percolator. Have not heard that in a hot minute, so thank you for that.
All right, so let's talk a little Legendary talk. Were you able to get into the show Legendary?
You know, I don't have HBO Max. I haven't seen. I've seen a lot of the memes. I've seen people talk about it, but I have not yet had the opportunity to watch it.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to spill anything. House of Muyaki Mugler won. I said I wasn't going to spill anything, but there it is. I definitely would love you to get.
I think we just lost Jared for a minute, but that's okay. But first of all, I want to say, you know, thank you so much for, you know, the percolator. You know what I mean? That track always put us in the mood, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I'm real proud of just representing, you know, the people that deserve recognition, Taylor. You know, the lesbian gay task force community. First of all, you know, a lot of times, a lot of networks are afraid to acknowledge, which I don't even understand. Radio has always been about the possibility for change and activism. And that's the main thing. That's the main key. And I'm so proud of both of you, definitely Jared, being a person of outstanding honor to make sure that the news is always out there, you know, and make sure he brings some great people like you. And it's an honor for you to be here on the Taylor B. And I really appreciate you. Jared, now back to you.
All right. We were talking about Legendary. I watch it on Fire Stick, so I kind of get to watch it on there. But Taylor, I definitely want you to get into Legendary. Darling, you are going to gag when you get to see these houses, put it
down. I can't wait.
Definitely got to get into it when you can. You're going to love it. You're going to definitely love the show. You're going to love the stars who got to come onto the show. As you know, Megan Thee Stallion, she's one of the actual hosts on the actual show. So I live for Megan Thee Stallion on that show. But
yeah.
I definitely want you to get into it when you can. And now, Taylor B., the owner and the creator of Handbasket Zine, we are going to get into your Vanity Fair magazine interview. You told me about this actual interview. These questions are found in Vanity Fair magazine, as you mentioned on your show to me. So I said I wanted to have fun with them and do it on my show here on A Little Tea Time.
All right. Yeah, let's get into it.
So Taylor B, question one, what is your name and your ASL or your age, sex, and location?
My name is Taylor B. Age, sex, location, I'm 32. Sex, yes, please. And location is, my location is unceded Yakima territory.
Wow. Taylor, can you tell us some of your pronouns?
He, him, his are what fit me best. But as long as you're respectful, do whatever. I don't care.
Okay. Question number two. What are three words that summarize you?
Clever, verbose, unpredictable.
Love that. Question number three. How would your friends describe you?
Clever, verbose, unpredictable.
Okay. Like that. Same answers. Question Question number four, what is a big goal of yours you've achieved or working towards achieving?
I would love for Handbasket to be a platform for as many LGBTQ plus community members to share their story as they want.
That would be great. And that's why I am teaming up with you and I am working with you as hard as I can. And every time I find out about another magazine, I'm definitely going to be submitting work. So you can definitely count in the future with that.
Thank you.
Question number five, do you collect anything?
Entirely too much. I'm a kid at heart, so I still collect Pokemon cards. Not religiously, but they're fun. They're fun, especially
yeah,
the shiny
I remember the
hug
those back in the day.
I have a huge collection of Megazords from Power Rangers. The robots were always my favorite part. And I love the stories behind those and the series with those. So seeing those reminds me of those stories. I love stories. So seeing, having those displayed and, the heroes and the heroics behind all that, it makes me happy.
Okay, so you watch Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You were a fan of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, right?
That most of the series that have come on since then and the original Japanese series, Super Sentai.
Okay, so you were with season one. What was your favorite Power Ranger? And that's what I'm
Billy.
Talking about Billy, Kimberly, Jason, Zach, Trainee, and Tommy.
Billy, he had glasses, he was smart, and he had the Triceratops. What more do you want?
See, me and you, I knew it. Billy was my favorite, too. He was my favorite, too. So, hey, Taylor, that's something me and you have in common. I was 7 years old. We were living in Dallas, Texas, and my mom threw me this Power Ranger birthday party. I literally shit it.
Nice.
I lost my fucking mind. It was so crazy because my mom, she even had a clown, and the clown was in the house, and she was trying to sneak out the house to surprise me. And we ended up finding out about the clown, but it was still a great party because I got all of the Power Ranger stuff that I wanted. So I literally was, on cloud 10 for that. So hearing you say Billy, man, that was really cool because Billy was one of my favorites, too. But you
Love
know
that.
Who really could get it? Zach could get
Ooh.
It. Zach
yeah,
could get it.
He had the dance food going.
Billy was smart, but Zach, that thing was just fine. We got to get back to your interview because we just got a little off topic. Question number six.
Good.
What is your idea of happiness?
My idea of happiness is, I should have been prepared for this. My idea of happiness is being someplace warm and safe with the people I love.
That's a great answer. Great answer. So question number seven was a question that I had a little hard time with because I had to continuously ask you when you were asking me what is aesthetic. And I kept asking you what was that, and you broke that down to me, and you told me that was like a mood or a vibe or what your feeling or your energy is. So I wanted to ask you that, what is your aesthetic?
Is cranberry red, Korean architecture with Moroccan lights, black clothing, dark kind of mood lighting. We have some good somewhere in between like goth rock and the futuristic R&B going, and just vibe, just chill.
All right, that sounds like a party there. That sounds like a party. Number eight, what is a topic you're up to talk about?
Music. I am all about music. That has been a deep love of mine for as far back as I can remember. I can talk music and like music industry, like all that. Anytime.
Oh, Taylor, I didn't even know this. Like me and you, we like music, so that's something else that we got in common. It's weird that when we did my interview, I'm finding out more about you than you did about me. wow, because we have a lot of things in common. Like I love music, and me and you, Taylor, we could definitely talk about music since you big. Are you really just into music? Like, are you still into the culture of music right now?
I mean, I don't know what the fuck Kanye was doing living in the Georgia Dome and not releasing his album twice. I mean, he already lost his fucking mind years ago, completely lost it, thought he could run for president with a false flag operation. Now that he's, like, super divorced, he's off showing his ass, like scamming all these folks for nothing. Yeah, I can talk music.
Okay, so we can go there, but
anywho.
Okay. Yeah. So question number nine, what is your pet peeve?
My pet peeve? Condescension. Do not talk down to me.
Okay. Question number 10. Recommend three songs, and I think Oh My Life is being that was our international internet radio host of the year for producer and for DJ here at ONE. So what are those three songs that you recommend?
Ooh, three songs. Okay. The first one by Solange, Don't Wish Me Well.
Yes!
That's a good one.
The second one would be by Zara Larsson, All the Time.
Oh, well. Very good taste.
It's a perfect pop song. Thank you.
I like it. I like you, Taylor. All right. What's that third one?
Thank you, Honeybee. The third one, I got to give a shout out. She is this artist is like I've known her since like first grade, and she is now an R&B reggae singer, making it big in Ghana now. She goes by the stage name Honey, that is H-O-N-E-7, Honey, and her current single War Cry, W-A-R space C-R-Y. War Cry.
Yeah, underground
Honey.
That's a Honey underground track right there. And not only that, it hit in Ghana, Jerry can tell, but it also hit very hard in South Africa and Germany. I like that. I like that song. I like the album. I like the mix on that. the mixtape on that was better than the album. How about that one, Kayla? You know, yeah, I do my research. The mixtape.
Oh.
The mixtape version was better than the album. But, of course, you know how corporate things are. You know, they felt that, you know, they wanted to do it mainstream. But great picks.
Thank you very much. And I'll let her know that. Like we've been friends. We've known each other since, like, first grade. We went to school in East Texas together. She's an incredible person, a phenomenal singer. So absolutely, Honey, HONE7. Everybody listening here on ONE Dynasty, please check her out. Download her music if you can. Otherwise, stream it, play it on YouTube, whatever.
And we're going to save that last question for you, Taylor, because we have a track up right now from our international internet radio show host for producer and DJ of the year here on ONE Dynasty. Honeybee, drop the beat.
Made a pan and ming. She can win you with a wing. Ain't she cute? Sweet body.
Baby got booty, got booty, got body. Maybe that booty gon' hurt somebody. But just on the bitches, tell them bitches mind their business.
Money.
Always book their business, so them figures look their business.
Baby.
All around the world, all around the world. Independent girl, it's just time to swirl. All around the world, all around the world. Throw it back, fuck it up.
Number 10, good advice you'd give.
Thank you, Jarek. Good advice to give would be show gratitude for the people who got you where you are. I would not be speaking to you or Honeybee or the listeners with ONE Dynasty. I would not have a zine. I would not be where I am today without people who love me, who have supported me, who believe in me, who have given me the tools and the knowledge that I need, that I didn't know that I needed to be where I am, doing what I am today. So I have the utmost gratitude for my family, my friends, teachers who have instructed me, friends who have supported me, shown me love, gave me food when I was hungry. Reflect on and give gratitude the people who have supported you along the way, who have gotten you where you are now.
That is some really great advice. Hey, Taylor, I want to thank you for doing a little tea time here tonight. Hey, O, pay the bills.
Well, first of
it's
all,
it's been
before
an honor and a privilege. Thank you so much.
Hey, Taylor, I love you. I love you, man. I mean, I'm telling you. For both of you, man, being courageous, and that's what real human beings, not like, you know, a great, great host on our network said many different times. You know, you're not just a living being, but you're a human being, and that's very, very important. We do have Commissioner Angela Thomas-Smith on the line at this time. Angela, before I pay the bills, talk to these two, do what you do, and then bring me on.
Hello, hello, hello. Great show tonight. I tell you, I truly, truly enjoyed this show on tonight. Special guest.
Thank you
for stopping by. I tell you, you are amazing, and keep being who you are. I thank you. I tell you, I oftentimes say, why put off tomorrow what you can do today? We have so many people that are leaving this world and wanting to do something and not doing it. I want to thank Sister Bessie and Aset Atun Aray for calling in and supporting our brother Jarek, the gifted one, on tonight. I am looking forward to a lot of the hosts calling in and supporting more because shows like this are needed. And I tell you, I appreciate you, Jarek, for tonight. I want to say to all of the hosts that are tuned in that did not press one, this is a great opportunity for you to come on and to showcase your show, to talk about your show, and to share with those that are tuned in. Don't miss out on these opportunities. I'm telling you, I had an event on Saturday. I had a young lady prepare 3 dozen cupcakes for us for an event. Monday morning, I received a phone call, said that she laid down to go to sleep Sunday night and did not wake up Monday morning. I tell you, if you think about doing something, do it. Do not put off tomorrow what you can do today. If you say you're going to support, support. It takes only a minute. I want to thank you guys for this amazing show tonight. Jarek, you keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to be checking Honey 7 out. And if Jarek don't get her on his show, I'm going to get her on mine. Brother O, thank you.
I'm going to have to work on that. I'm going to have to beat you to that. Taylor, we're going to have to talk more about this, honey.
Thank you for all that you do. And thank you for allowing us this opportunity to come on and be great. To everyone that's tuned in, thank you guys for supporting us on a constant basis. We would not be able to do what we do if it was not for you. So continue to support us. Press that one sometime. We love to hear from you guys because you are the reason we do what we do. We love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Thank you, Commissioner. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. First of all, that's ONE Broadcasting Commissioner Angela Thomas-Smith tonight on these ONE stations. Tomorrow night, we're eating on a spiritual level. Chef Yosef is back, and tomorrow night he's going to be dealing with you guys on a topic that is near and dear to my heart. And I love all the folks that support us on a constant basis. It's very, very important that you guys, you know, support each other because the world is watching. The topic tomorrow night is identifying hazardous food ingredients and their side effects for our chef. His name is Yosef McKayva-L. He is the chief chef at one of the finest Ivy League schools in the world. Talk about that. Princeton University. Okay? He's part of ONE Dynasty. Join in tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising for ONE, which is on a deli and goes enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as the Go See Primetime on that. Bandlet.com. We're in Go See Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. All of Delling goes to Twitter, Google Plus. All of Delling Malay goes to your Facebook, as well as our business page, A Little Tea Time, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, day, lay. Delling goes with my and gmail.com, and I am the International Internet Radio Broadcasting, producing this Ronnie, as well as, and more importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay Wengozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio. Thank you to our sailors and our soldiers that support us on a constant basis. Jerk, to get the one, you have 2 minutes and 1 second left to go on the program.
All right, Taylor, I want to thank you tonight for being my guest here on A Little Tea Time. Thank you again for your love and support tonight, daughter, and I had a great time with you, and you are always welcome here at ONE, so definitely come back. I want to shout out a good friend of mine from college, AJ Causey, out in Los Angeles, California. I want y'all to go and check out his music video for New Designer on YouTube. Man, I'm loving the song. I'm loving the track. So I want you to definitely shout out AJ Causey. You guys, go be great on purpose and not by accident. The future is now. Until next time on A Little Tea Time, this is Jerick the Gifted One Thomas, and I am out. Be blessed.